Sitka has always been home to charismatic megafauna like humpback whales and stellar sea lions, but over the past few years, a new marine all-star has emerged.
We were pulling into an anchorage off of Shoals Point. We're just going to sit down there to go to shore and go walk the beach, and these two gray whales came right up to us.
That's Blaine Anderson, captain of the sailboat Bob, describing an encounter with a gray whale just west of Sitka. Gray whales have often visited Sitka, but over the past few years, boaters and biologists have seen an unusual increase in gray whale activity.
I was just talking to somebody up in the parking lot who said at one point last year, he estimated over 700 whales. Gray whales.
700 might be on the high end, but whale biologist Lauren Wild says the number of gray whales in Sitka Sound used to hover around 10 or 20. Since 2019, it's been closer to 150. As Wild says,
it's whale soup out here.
Most of the news about gray whales in recent years has been pretty dismal. In May 2019, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration declared an unusual mortality event due to elevated strandings of West Coast gray whales. Before that, a 2015 and 2016 marine heat wave, sometimes referred to as the blob, devastated Pacific Coast fauna from whales to seabirds. In Sitka, though,
if people have been seeing them, they're seeing whales rolling around and playing with each other. They're seeing a lot of feeding behavior, a lot of social behavior. Some people are seeing what looks like mating behavior.
Like humpbacks, which are commonly seen in Sitka Sound, gray whales use baleen to feed. Unlike humpbacks, gray whales feed in the shallows, filtering silt and sand to get to tiny critters like shrimp. Gray whales are smaller and often covered in parasitic barnacles and long scars from rolling around on the rocks. Wild usually studies humpbacks and sperm whales, but the gray whale influx has piqued her interest. While it's not entirely clear what is bringing this barnacle-covered baleen bonanza to the waters of Sitka Sound, Wild has a few ideas.
So we sort of wondered if the marine heat wave maybe disrupted some of the reliability of food in the Bering Sea and Chukchi Seas in the summer, and if that possibly sort of prompted these whales to be looking for more opportunistic places to forage along their migration routes so they weren't relying so much on those food sources.
The food source, likely herring eggs on the outer edge of Kruzoff Island.
If you look at a map, the tip of Cape Edgecombe is right along the outer coast, and if whales are migrating by and they just happen to be there at the right time, they might sort of start seeing more of that herring spawn, and it might pique their attention.
Pacific herrings spawn each spring in the waters around Sitka, and these fish and their eggs are an important food source for marine organisms and humans alike. Herring roe in Sitka is already a hotly contested resource, and now these motivated mysticetes may have joined the competition. Wild says that the timing and location of gray whale sightings correspond to areas of herring spawn. She also points to observations from Alaska Department of Fish and Game spawn surveys.
They'll be diving and see gray whales around their dive boat and stuff. So they're certainly in the same area that those eggs are. And then they've seen sort of, you know, kelp that looks, you know, sea kelp beds that look sort of shredded, like that they're imagining is probably gray whales coming through and sucking up eggs off the kelp and rolling around in it.
Wild hopes to confirm exactly what these whales are eating, even if the fieldwork gets messy.
And obviously you don't know when they're going to defecate, so you kind of have to be at the right place at the right time, and we'll use like a little skim, like almost like a fish pond net, that fine mesh, to sort of scoop it up. You can also scoop it up with water and like a Nalgene or something.
Understanding what these whales eat is one part of the puzzle. Wild is also hoping to start building a catalog to identify and track individual whales to figure out which whales are coming to Sitka and where else they're going along their migration route. In the meantime, both Wild and Anderson urge boaters to be cautious around gray whales, which may be more likely to approach humans than the average Sitka humpback. In Mexico, boaters can legally approach and interact with gray whales.
They get chin scratches, and they, you know, I've seen pictures of people kissing them, and it's something that perhaps they've gotten used to.
The whales may ignore political borders, but Alaska boaters are still required to follow the Marine Mammal Protection Act. To avoid harassing whales, NOAA encourages boaters to stay 100 yards away and put engines into neutral if a whale approaches. We don't know what will happen in the future with these new visitors or what the implications are for the West Coast gray whale population as a whole, but for now, it seems that this struggling population has found a haven in Sitka, feeding, socializing, and even, as Anderson has observed a few times, mating.
It was all supposed to happen down in Mexico, but it does seem like they're continuing their frisky ways up in, as we call it, romantic Sitka Sound.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.